as fast as I can to try to find the way back home.
The following program contains subject matter that portrays gay, lesbian, bisexual, and transgendered people as first-class citizens, deserving of an equal share of the American dream. Topics like this are known to piss off televangelists, backwater preachers, some talk show hosts, blue-haired biddies, several members of Congress, and other socially unacceptable outcasts like radical right-wing nut jobs. Listener discretion is strongly advised.
Have tuned into After Hours Queer Radio with Attitude, a continuing tradition here on KPFT 90.1 FM. The crew of After Hours is ready to bring you news, interviews, discussions, and music geared to the gay, lesbian, bisexual, transgender community and our allies. We are a diverse group here, but we all have one thing in common. We are out of the closet and urge everyone to come out of his or her closet as well. That means recognizing who you are, standing up for yourself and your rights, and being proud of who you are. We understand that this might not be possible due to age, job, or frame of mind, but remember, we are here especially for you. So kick back and relax and get ready for this week's edition of After Hours.
That's your cue.
I had to finish swallowing.
Ew.
Hello, Houston, Galveston, Huntsville, Livingston, the world. This is the December 29th edition of After Hours, Queer Radio with Attitude. My name is Chris Harrison. I'll be your co-executive producer for this evening.
We have a new saying, don't we?
Yeah, I keep forgetting which order I put it in.
Yes, we've been discussing that. Whether we're
out of the closet.
We've killed Jim. We've killed Wes already.
Out of the closet and on the air, or on the air and out of the closet.
Well, depends on if you're standing forward or backward.
Yeah, I don't know.
We were out of the closet before.
I would ask Wes, but you know he doesn't seem to be returning emails today.
I noticed that.
And certainly not phone calls.
Anyway, I'm Jimmy Carper. I'm the longest running co-executive producer of this show, and I'd love to be queer.
And you know, for a guy that just wants to lay low and stay off the radar for a day, I'm getting a lot of crap for it.
People, when you do things out of the ordinary and hide for a day.
When have I ever done anything ordinary?
Well.
But you're habitual.
I did say out of the ordinary. People worry.
I mean, I decided to take a day for me.
And you make that announcement to people who are concerned about things.
Yeah.
I tell Jimmy, I said, this is my down day, and he knows better. We don't go anywhere. I don't do anything.
No, she stays upstairs.
It's my down day.
Well, you know, I live by myself. I don't have to tell anybody that.
You don't have to, but if you don't, then some people will come knocking on your door, and those who don't have keys and are really concerned might knock it down.
Well, I did have two people knock on my door at 9 o'clock this evening.
Only because they like you. I don't know why. I can't answer that question for either one of them. But, you know.
I can answer for myself.
They had a really warped sense of whatever for a few minutes.
Then, of course, about 5-6 minutes later, there was another knock at the door.
Really?
Yes.
Twasn't I.
No.
That's when I finally got there.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Well, he was busy texting on the road and missing his exit. That's why it took him so long.
Yeah.
Yeah, that was fun. It's like.
Apparently, my neighborhood is a cell-free zone sometimes, because I had no signal all day long,
wow.
Apparently.
Well, that's funny. Chris texted me from your place.
You can, you guys complained about not getting
signal here in the Montrose.
Yes.
Well, I get some areas of the Montrose I can get signal in just fine. There are certain areas, like right here at KPFT, where I have a hard time with my signal, because I'm right underneath the radio tower.
You're right underneath the radio tower, and we're very close to downtown with all the tall buildings.
Well, that usually doesn't affect too much.
Really?
Yeah. It's the radio signal from the tower that does.
It knocks you out?
Well, it interferes with the cell phone signals.
Okay.
So, but, yeah, at my apartment, as Chris can attest to, I go down to 0 bars for my cell phone signal, and if I'm not hooked into my Wi-Fi at home, I have 2G service instead of 4G service.
Oh.
Because actually, I was talking to, as I was pulling up, he had called me on Lloyd's phone.
Well, Lloyd had called him and handed me the phone.
And I'm on the same carrier that Wes is on. So as I pulled into his apartment complex and was about to, to pull into a parking space, my phone died.
Oh, brother.
Yeah.
So.
So I reset my phone, and as it came back on, I got hit with 11 emails, 4 text messages, and 4 voicemails.
And a partridge in a pear tree.
Yeah, that too. By the way, I'm Wes Laverne, the guy that's going to be shooting himself shortly.
Yay!
Wow.
You are the engineer here. And
co-executive producer, but we make him an engineer.
Well, he does all the engineering, pretty much.
Pretty much,
these days.
And I've seen the video of him pulling a train like an engine. Oh, no.
Also, selects most of the music.
God help us.
Yeah, we've had that discussion.
Speaking of which, what did we hear today?
Let me choose a coin phrase from Judy. Bite me, bitch.
Yeah, how come everybody uses my phrase but me now?
They like it.
You said it to me twice tonight.
I know, and it felt so good.
Well, at least I gave you credit for it.
Well, that's true. That's true.
The hell with the American credit. She wants a royalty fee.
That's right.
Hey, there was no copyright on that screen.
Hey, you got a custom-made T-shirt from Hawaii that says that.
That's true. That's very true.
Yes.
But to answer Jimmy's question, we started off the show with Agency X, SOS.
Wow, that's an oldie but goodie.
And then, of course, we pulled out a little bit of SZA, SZA.
Oh, my God. You know, and all the straight guys from the previous show from Solar Grooves were just going off on it. They just loved that.
Well, you know why I chose that?
Why?
Because of a small joke Chris made earlier tonight.
Yeah?
Yeah, he was playing with his little animal pretzels out there.
Oh.
And he had a lion and a camel, and he was having them do some scissoring.
I see.
So I decided to play some Scissor Sisters.
Okay.
And I don't feel like
TMI.
Dancing.
No.
TMI.
The guys.
Hello, TMI.
I just love it when a bunch of straight guys like a gay band.
Yeah, but
that
not
is
so
no
much,
more anymore.
Not so much when they.
I know.
Are.
We're all very unhappy about that. I hope it's a temporary thing and they get back together. Because they make some good music.
One of the guys in my club was apparently went to 3 days of mourning following the announcement.
A lot of people did.
That must have happened right after they did that last song.
I must have missed it.
Yeah, after Let's Have a Kiki, they did a final performance in London, basically saying, you know, you guys got us first before anyone else did, and well, we're taking a hiatus.
Yeah.
And,
I guess
we'll be back.
Last album didn't do as well as they expected. Is all I can think of.
Mm. Well, they're starting to work on some. They've gotten to a point where they're also just working on some solo projects. I think that was part of it.
Well, yeah, there's a lot of yeah.
So
okay, Something that I talked about last week, and I said I would be talking about it for a couple of weeks to make sure that the person who sent this email heard it, or at least his mom, because he sent it a couple of months ago, and it kind of got lost in the shuffle. But it says, "Hi, hey, Jimmy, I'm the straight guy, straight but not narrow guy you met at the 2007 Pride Parade, hoping you recover soon from your accident. Have enjoyed listening to you since 1995. My mom has also been a long-time faithful listener to After Hours. Keep on going. You're helping a lot of folks. Stanton." Thank you, Stanton.
Fan mail.
Yeah. So, Judy, can you tell me what's going on with Theater Suburbia? Since
Oh, by the way, I'm here, too.
Oh, oops.
Look, I didn't get fudged. Now I don't even get helloed. All right.
It's all his fault.
Okay. I know who my friends are.
It's all his fault.
Long walk home in the cold.
I, at least I gave you credit for saying and...
That's right.
And talk to you on the air.
That's right. Theater Suburbia has a show opening next weekend.
Do they now?
Yes, they do. I'm a really cheap...
I beg your pardon?
They have the I'm a really cheap fan of Theater Suburbia show on Thursday.
Oh, yes.
Which is the preview show, you can go to for free.
Mm-hmm.
And Friday night they open. If you want to go to the Friday night show, you can go in and enjoy a glass of champagne before the show and stay after the show and enjoy more champagne mm-hmm. and a party.
Yes.
Little food, little drink, little this, little mm-hmm. that, you know, mm-hmm. and so on and so forth. But they do open next weekend. I don't have the dates in front of me. I didn't come prepared to actually talk about this tonight since they don't open until next weekend. But it runs 5 consecutive weekends on Fridays and Saturdays. And the third and fourth weekends, they have Sunday matinees mm-hmm. at 3 o'clock. And the show this time is called 6 Dance Lessons in 6 Weeks.
And there are only two performers.
And there are only two performers in the show. There's a rather acerbic older female, and I say older, that's what they call it in the script. She's mm-hmm. the person who was cast, Jeanette, and I knew I'd forget her name.
Oops.
Jeanette. I cast her many years ago.
When you said older and acerbic, I thought maybe was going to be.
Oh, Doris, that's even better.
Thinking you'll live Lynn Lefner. Yeah. Jeanette.
I would say Jeanette's probably in her late 40s.
Oh, okay.
Maybe made up to be early 50s, whatever. An older woman who's old enough to have had a nice long marriage and now is widowed.
Oh, I see.
And Dean Dix. Dr. Dix over at Legacy Ophthalmology Department is the male role in the show. And it basically is, he's the dance instructor. He comes to her house, and he's promised her 6 dance lessons in 6 weeks. And for those 6 weeks, they do a different dance every week. And the biggest part of the dance was them getting to know each other and the pack of lies they're both feeding each other for most of this show.
So it's Dancing with the Stars without the annoying ping pong paddles numbers.
Pretty much, yeah. Yeah. But knowing Jeanette and Dean like I do, it's going to be an excellent show.
I don't know how to take that.
I know.
We can't go see it on Thursday night, James, because we'll be going to see Panto that night.
Yes, we'll be on stages.
But I figure we probably will open a show on Friday night.
Okay.
So, they're not going to be able to be here next weekend. I think they're still dancing or something. I'm not sure what they're doing.
Yes, so, next week is our Theater Palooza show.
Yes,
boy,
it was.
No kidding.
It is. It's going to be exciting.
It was going to be bigger, but...
But I still have theater guests coming next week,
yes.
Whether, you know, it's Suburbia or not.
We'll be having two theater groups, and one of them is not Theater Suburbia.
That's right.
Yes.
And you're going to really want to tune in next week and listen to these theater groups.
Next week...